Good morning and welcome to Christmas morning worship here at the table. We are so grateful to be together. Some of you just left after midnight last night with us, and we are so grateful to be together to celebrate God's love coming into the world. And we're going to move throughout this day in both song and in story and message, and I hope in prayer, dwelling with God's presence that is with us in this space. And so I invite you to stand. We're going to move first into song. Actually, for those that are online as well, and for those coming in, please make your way. There's lots of space. For our young friends that are here, we do want to note that we have in the back of the sanctuary some coloring books and stickers, and we have expecting parents that will need those just down the road. You can find where those are. And then for folks that are online, Pastor Linda is there with us online, and also Denise Delgado Brick. And so we're going to move together on this Christmas morning in song. This is our music team sharing Yule Carol. To be seated, and we're going to keep moving in worship. This is a prayer for Christmas Day. This is everywhere and always.
Right here. That's where God is. In the sun that turns our bedroom gold, in the creaks of this old house, and in birthday candles on the cake, in clean sheets, sock feet, and porch sitting, in pancakes for breakfast and pancakes for dinner, in the swell of a lit candle, in fireplace conversations, in your grandmother's carrot cake and the smell of evergreen, God is in the seed starters on the porch and the space between my bones, in garlic butter, early mornings, and twinkle lights, certainly in dancing and laughing in cups of coffee, in the art hung on the fridge, snail mail, long phone calls, and oh, how I love yous. God is right there. God pulled up a seat. God has traveled all the way to the heart. Tell the next generation.
We're going to keep moving in worship, and this will be a very familiar tune, at least to many of us in the space. But the lyrics will take us in a different direction. That's all I'll say. And I'll invite you to stand as you're willing and able, and our musicians will help us, I hope, move joyfully and playfully and hopefully into this song.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ will bring loves like the dawn of Christmas Day, to lead us all from woe and sin when we have gone astray. Oh, tidings of God. God rest you also, women who by men have been erased, through history ignored and scorned, defiled and displaced. Remember that your stories too are held within God's grace. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God rest you, queer and questioning, your anxious hearts be still. Believe that you are deeply known and part of God's goodwill. For all to live as one in peace, the global dream fulfilled. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. God rest your mind, O humankind, let strife and conflict cease. Remember, love is active here and only to increase, to carry us to wellsprings of God's joyous hope and peace. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
A merry, jolly, and a happy Christmas to you all. Thank you. Yesterday was such a beautiful moment that there was a time that I started missing home, Fiji, my own family. And I had this quiet moment right after the service and everything. And Chloe came up to me and said, "Are you okay?" At that moment, I was at a different space, and I came back and I said, "I'm okay, and it's the people around here that gives me so much comfort." And before sleeping at 2 a.m, I saw Monica posting a tradition, and I said, "I think it's time for me to start my own tradition." And this is such a beautiful thing that I was like, I'm so blessed to be here. So I would like to say Bula, which means welcome in Fijian. My name is Sarneet Prasad, and I'm our Sunday morning coordinator here at the table. We are grateful to be together this Christmas morning with you all. For those of us gathering online at thetable.live, Pastor Linda and Denise is with you as our host this morning. Please message her in the chat if you have questions or need assistance. Today's bulletin is available with the QR codes for those in the sanctuary, and a link will be shared for those online. For those in person, Godly Play will return on January 8th. We have special binders with coloring pages and stickers for children in the back of the sanctuary. And you can always come to me and get it, and I'll come to you and hand it over. We also have number of ways for children and families to reach in love this coming week. Learn more on our website. If you would like to learn more about our community of faith, please text the word new to the number on the screen. If you would like to connect with others and learn more about the table, our co-pastors lead a series called Growing in Faith, which is designed to help newcomers learn more about how we share in life together here at the table. Our next Growing in Faith series will begin January 22. Learn more and sign up on our website, thetableumc.org. I invite you to remain seated as we continue to move in worship with our music team sharing, "I Heard the Bells." Excuse the light in my hand.
Let us listen for God speaking to us through the ancient poetry of John 1, with contemporary poetic additions by Reverend Sarah Speed. In the beginning was the Word.
Way back, a long, long time ago, before the stars, before the day, before the rivers were carved out of clay,
in the beginning,
way back in that beginning,
was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He, Jesus, was in the beginning with God.
In other words, we cannot say that love was born in a stable that day. For love was born when the horizon was drawn. It was born in the dark long before dawn. Love was born with the very first sea, when God breathed life into you and me. Long before magi, or shepherds, or dreams, long before sheep or angels that sing, love was here, building a way, then and now, and on Christmas Day.
For all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being, and what has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people.
And so Jesus shined like a light in the dark or a star in the sky. Jesus walked into this world and opened our eyes, shining a light on social divides and loving the scars that we try to hide. He lit up this world like it's never seen, the light of all people. Emmanuel, King.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Hatred did not overcome it. Fear did not overcome it. Greed did not overcome it.
A light shines in the darkness.
Envy did not overcome it. Doubt did not overcome it. Scarcity did not overcome it.
A light shines in the darkness.
Death did not overcome it. Sickness did not overcome it. Grief did not overcome it.
For he was in the beginning with God.
Way back, a long, long time ago, before the stars, before the day, before the rivers were carved out of clay.
And what has come into being in him was life.
So we cannot begin with magis and sheep, for this story begins at the brink
of creation and light,
of you and me,
of beloved and love,
of being set free.
For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
He was in the beginning with God, and that light shines in the darkness. It always has, and it always will.
That is where our story begins, with love for creation from beginning to end. Amen.
New day
Amen. I invite us to be seated. As our musicians move down, I invite us to be in a spirit of prayer. God, may the depth of your love, which comes down this very moment, open our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls, that we might feel anew the presence of your love and your light being born within us and in the world this very day. We offer this time that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts might be in alignment with your hope for the world. Amen. Amen. Unlike the other Gospels, the Gospel of John opens with poetry, a cosmic glimpse into Christ's birth. Christ's beginning was with God, therefore Christ has been with us since life itself began. And so staying in the poetry of John's Gospel on this Sunday morning, I want to invite us to hear and to wonder, alongside a few contemporary poets, about the many ways that God dwells with us from generation to generation since the beginning of all time. Reverend Dr. John Philip Newell may be familiar to some of us. He is a poet and a peacemaker. He's an ordained Church of Scotland minister. He's a Celtic Christian teacher who calls us through poetry and prose to reconnect with the material image of God being born into the world, God creating as the creator of stars of night. John Philip Newell awakens or calls us to allow ourselves to be awakened to the sacredness of all creation, of the cosmos, of every human being. And so to begin, I want to invite us to hear from John Philip Newell himself reflecting on John 1. So let's listen.
Well, my most significant teacher, mentor, was George MacLeod of Scotland. He was the founder of the modern day Iona community that is doing so much sort of peacemaking work and so much justice focus, not only in the Scottish context but further afield. And one of his sayings, which I so love, is matter matters. Because at the heart of the material is the spiritual. Matter is like this expression. It is a passing expression. There's no doubt matter keeps changing form. But it comes from the world of the soul, or comes from the world of spirit. So that I think that how we handle matter matters, how we handle one another in the matter of relationships, how we handle one another's bodies, how we handle the matter of the earth, what we do to the earth, the matter that we take into ourselves from the earth, how we handle the matter of the holy sovereignty of another nation. All these matters matter. Because what we're really talking about is how we handle God, or how we handle spirit, how we handle what has come forth from the womb of God. The incarnation.
Yeah, what is that word?
I think it's the becoming fleshness. It's the becoming embodiment. You know, John begins the prologue to his gospel by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And then he says, "Everything has come into being through the Word." Everything is essentially an expression or an embodiment of what cannot be seen, what cannot be captured in fixed form. So the incarnation the story of the Incarnation right at the heart of the Christian household is an attempt to say that spirit and matter are one, that heaven and earth are one, that the divine and the human are one. And of course, the great tragedy of the central, of how we've used this central story, is that we've said, oh, it pertains to one person, Jesus, 2,000 years ago. And I believe that's a tragedy if we limit it to a focus on that one, Jesus, instead of saying that that one is at the very heart of our household, precisely because he shows us that this is true of all of us, of everything that has being. We all are embodiment of heaven and earth, divine and human, spirit and matter. So in that sense, Jesus really is revelation. This word that comes from the Latin root revelare, which means to lift the veil. He lifts the veil to show us that we and all things come from the sacred.
That's good news.
It is indeed good news.
Say that spirit and matter are one, the divine and human are one. The birth of God with us, Emmanuel, in Bethlehem, city of bread, reminds us this is true for all of us, embodiments of heaven and earth, divine and human mingled together. Jesus lifts the veil to show us we, in all things, all parts of creation are sacred. It's my sense that this is at the heart of God's Christmas story, God's Christmas love story. And in hope of inviting us to allow the good news of this Christmas love story to truly sink in to this hope-filled morning together, I want to invite us to move together into some prayer through poetry, and I want to give permission for one, just to stay right where you are, but around the sanctuary are also, for those of us that are here in the sanctuary, are beautiful places that Jan has prepared for us to kneel and to pray, and there are candles there if it helps you to light a candle, and for those online to move in whatever ways you feel led. I want to share a series of three poems that may invite some of us to dwell with the reality of God's presence with us. And if it's helpful for you, you're welcome to just close your eyes. If you're a visual person like I am, Corey is going to help us, and the words will be on the screen. And so we invite you to do you and to sink into dwelling with the love of God that is already in this space. The first prayer that I've selected is from Malcolm Guite. And it's called O Sapientia. And it actually is rooted, it's actually rooted in the story of the 8th and 9th century Advent songs being written and sung to help us move into the waiting. And it felt like a place to go back to for me as we move into this Christmas day, go back into that place of waiting. And so this is O Sapientia by Malcolm Guite. I cannot think unless I have been thought, nor can I speak unless I have been spoken. I cannot teach except as I am taught, or break the bread except as I am broken. O mind behind the mind through which I seek, O light within the light by which I see, O word beneath the words with which I speak, O founding, unfound wisdom finding me, O sounding song whose depth is sounding me, O memory of time reminding me, my ground of being, always grounding me, my maker's bounding line defining me, come, hidden wisdom, come with all you bring, come to me now, disguised as everything. Invite us to journey now with Mary. This is Annunciation by Marie Howe. Even if I don't see it again, nor ever feel it, I know it is. And that if once it hailed me, it ever does. And so it is myself. I want to turn in that direction, not as towards a place, but it was a tilting within myself. As one turns a mirror to flash the light to where it isn't, I was blinded like that and swam in what shone at me, only able to endure it by being no one. And so specifically myself, I thought I'd die from being loved like that. And finally, The World I Live In by Mary Oliver. I have refused to live locked in the orderly house of reason and proofs. The world I live in and believe in is wider than that. And anyway, what's wrong with maybe? You wouldn't believe what once or twice I have seen. I'll just tell you this. Only if there are angels in your head will you ever possibly see one. Loving God, may the angels within our heads help us to see you dwelling within us and disguised as everything, even when we think we'd die from being loved like that. Amen. Amen. On a day like today, it feels tempting to skip a prayer of confession. Why pause and think and talk about the ways we mess it up? I actually get that. And I also believe that the joy of this day is in even more deeply joyful when we're actually honest about who we are. And the truth is, we humans are a messy and scattered lot. So knowing that Jesus was born in a manger for us, for the whole of creation, and that Jesus loves us and forgives us, that feels like even better news. So I invite us to move, even if it is reluctantly for some, into confessing together to God and with one another in this space the honest truth of our lives, trusting that this confession will make that truth more real. I invite you to stand as you're willing and able. And I'll share, and then there'll be a response for all of us to read, and Chloe will help us with our Advent candles as well. Holy God, too often we feel as if change is hopeless. The problems of this world feel too big. The path forward is unclear. And we're not confident that we can truly make a difference. And so sometimes, God, we give up hope. Forgive us for extinguishing hope. Holy God, too often we believe that peace is a thing of fairy tales. Our spirits are anxious, and our bodies are weary. Our world is fractured. Instead of praying for peace both within ourselves and in the world, we assume that peace is no longer on the table. And at moments, we give it up. Forgive us for extinguishing peace. Holy God, too often we paint joy as naive, a luxury reserved for children, for pets. We forget that you ate with friends, that you went to weddings, that you laughed and rested and hiked mountains. We forget that you knew the depth of joy and that you want joy for us in this fractured world. Forgive us for turning away from your light, for extinguishing joy. Holy God, too often we treat love like a vending machine. We put some coins in and assume that we'll get something back. However, in our wiser moments, we know that love is not meant for keeping score. Love is meant to overflow, to spill out to our neighbors, and to transform your world. So forgive us for holding love so tightly. For extinguishing love. Friends, on this Christmas day, the brokenness of the world, what the church calls sin, separates us from things like hope and peace and joy. Sin wiggles its way in between us and love, both love of our neighbor and even love of ourselves. Thankfully, God has something else in mind. God sends God's only child into this world that we could see and know and follow another way. So friends, hear and believe the good news of the gospel this Christmas day. No matter how many times we turn our back on hope or extinguish peace, or snuff out joy. No matter how many times we let love burn out, God continues to light our way. Friends, you are forgiven. We are seen. Whether Chloe can light that candle or not, we're loved. That laughter, that hope, that peace, that joy exists both in the darkness and in the light. So may the people of God say amen. Invite us to join together in the call and response that is the church's practice for recognizing the presence, the matter of Christ, the matter of God in each and every neighbor around us. Friends, may the peace of Christ be with you.
Gracious God, we give you praise and thanks for this holy communion, the body of Christ. Of your beloved Son, the body.
Together with the words Jesus taught his disciples and which have been passed from generation to generation. We encourage you to name and address God in the language which feels most dear to your heart.
Our Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Pour your Spirit, God, upon each of us gathered around this table. Pour your Spirit upon these gifts which are before us. Make this your body and your love, and make us, through the sharing of this feast, your hope alive in the world. Amen. And I invite you to be seated. All are welcome to God's table, and here we believe and long to live in to the reality that God sees, that all truly does mean all. And we encourage those that are at home to gather whatever you might use this day for your bread and for your juice nearby. And in just a moment, Sarneet and our friends will help us. We'll move together during communion from the back to the front. We'll move outside to break bread together and then come back into this space. Around the sanctuary, you'll see places to pause and to pray, and we encourage you to hold whatever might be stirring in your heart in this moment, to be in a spirit of prayer. And as Pastor Linda says week after week, most importantly, what we long for you to know is that you cannot make a mistake. So whatever anxiety might come up in you around the process of breaking bread with others, we invite you to just let that go and to trust those around you, to watch over each other in love, and most importantly, to trust that God will not let you go. And so, friends, this is the bread of life and the body of Christ broken for you, and the cup of God's salvation poured out for all.
Thank you.
God of manger, straw, and swaddle cloth, God of silent nights and joyful, chaotic mornings, we long to know you. The hustle and bustle of these last weeks can be more than distracting, so for a moment this day, we just pause to pray that you might still our busy hearts, quiet our minds. Help us to sink ever more deeply into the hope of this day. Help us to pause here and to linger here as we hear your good news spoken over us. God, we long to know you. So may your love speak in and through and to us now and always. With grateful hearts, we pray. With grateful hearts, we listen. With grateful hearts, we rise. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're willing and able, and I'll share just a couple of ways that you might respond to God's love. One of those is to give generously. Our Christmas offering this year at the table will go to support the South Sacramento Interfaith Partnership Food Closet, a ministry that is supporting our friends experiencing food insecurity in our own community. And then also a new social enterprise that we are starting out of our kitchen called Table Bread, and you can learn more about those on our website. And I will lift up just a couple more things. We had a number of books come in late last night, and then folks have been sending those to us. One of the ways that Natalia and others are helping our children and families to reach in love, we are providing books. We have teachers from Mustard Seed School who are part of our community. Mustard Seed is a school for children who are experiencing homelessness. And you'll find on our website a list of books that those teachers have requested. And about 40 or so of them have already come in. And you may feel inspired today to purchase some other books for children at Mustard Seed. And you can find that list on our website. You'll find there as well books for Mustard Seed, but then games for some of the young people out at the greenhouse. I saw flag football, there is basketball, ways that you could help. Chloe just got the candle of joy to relight. You could bring some of that joy into the world by making a gift today just on our website, whether it's a single book, and that is a huge, huge gift for many in our community. Whether that's a toy that you want to share with others. There are so many ways that God calls us to reach in love. We're going to go out this morning in song with just a quick reminder that we'll be back for worship at just one service next week as well, 11 a.m. for those that will stay out past New Year's in New York celebrate here. You can sleep in, and we'll be here at 11 next week as well. We're going to go out in song. This was the song that stayed with me yesterday at worship at 5 and then at 11. It may have with you as well, and if not, I hope it does this day. I invite us to join our voices together as we go out in song.
I pray on Christmas that the Lord will see. I pray on Christmas, you show me what to do. I pray on Christmas, help me understand. And I pray on Christmas, you take me by the hand.
pray on Christmas,
sweet Jesus,
that the sick will soon be strong. I pray on Christmas,
oh, sweet Jesus,
that the Lord will hear my song. I pray on Christmas,
oh, sweet Jesus,
that God will lead the way. And I pray on Christmas, you'll get me through another day. I pray on Christmas, I pray on Christmas, I pray on Christmas, he'll get me through another day. Gonna be worked out. I pray on
Christmas.
God's love, gotta show us what love's about. I pray on Christmas.
Christmas.
To do your will each day.
I'm so glad we picked that song. I was reading in the New York Times, and they were talking about how so many churches are, because Christmas Eve was on Saturday and we'll be here until late, and so they were going to stay closed on Sunday and not have worship. And I'm so glad that we didn't follow what other people are doing. It is such a gift to be together with you this day. So may you go with the hope and the love and the peace and the joy of God born into the world, into your life, your body, this very day, praying all Christmas. Amen.